All right, so welcome to the finale of Black Lions Airspace 4, September 16th, 2023. Welcome to the last true weekend of summer, kids. I just realized it earlier today while I was at the circus. Next weekend starts off autumn or fall. So, welcome to the final day of summer. Oh, what a summer I've had. I loved it for the most part. Some things that were negative are still kind of lingering, but I don't dwell on them. I don't see them quite so negatively. I see them as feedback. I see them as chances for reflection. Oh boy, I love it. I love it, love it so. Life is pretty good. Speaking of pretty good, this podcast touched somebody. I'm rarely on Twitter, kids. But a friend of mine from the Voltron community has stated she wants to get into the podcasting industry. She sought me for advice. Hello, Katarakins. Thank you for our chat, I appreciate it. As we were talking, I felt a greater appreciation for this podcast. I've been doing it since 2019. Yes, sure, I've had some time away, but the overall haul of this has been since 2019. My foundations even go back to me being a toddler, messing with my father's recording equipment, trying to be like the local minister. I had no clue when I actually started doing this podcast that it would give me opportunities, like interviewing people I never thought I even would probably even sniff their head, to be honest. I had no thoughts that it would bring out another passion of mine in writing, that it would make me into a best-selling author on Amazon.com. 10 times. What? Let me say that again. What? Still boggles my mind sometimes when I think about it. And why? Because I open my big mouth. Because I open my big mouth and I talk about things. May it be a production presented as a sport. Dramatized production presented as a sport. May it be about whatever is going on with me in general. May it be about other people. Regardless, I'm happy and grateful for this podcast. And I don't ever want it to go away completely. I don't want to be like some people that just faded off the planet and never returned. Yeah, sure, they themselves are alive. And I know it because I see them from afar. However, their podcasts are left in the sands of time. They got busy doing other things, stuff that makes them money. I could just leave it at that. Oh, sorry, kids out there. This is raw and uncensored and uncut. Ugh. I've been awake since 1:58 this morning. Whew. After I'm done with this recording, editing it, plus the previous episode, and I post on Facebook and Instagram, maybe Twitter too, I'm gonna take myself on to sleep. Eventually. I really am. It's been a long day. It's been a fun day. And I look forward to the Voltron Kitty Cat podcast, whatever she wants to call it. Speaking of podcasts, I'm listening or making time to listen to others. Who knows? Me listening can lead to guests for Black Lives Domain. Heck, I'm always open to being interviewed. Why not me? Why not have me as a guest? Good thing I eat throughout the day, kids. And it's helping me to get ready for bed. All right, with that said, one goal, one aim, one road, one focus, one track, and that's lovin's. Even if I'm venting, I'm what they call passionate. I'm passionate about a dramatized production presented as a sport. I'm passionate about people who shoot beams out of their hands or out of their eyes or out their hands, whatever. I am passionate about my writings. I'm passionate about this podcast. I'm passionate about all of you out there, the kids out there. Thank you very much for actually supporting me. I truly appreciate it. So please take care of yourselves, your friends, and families. Know that you are not alone in this world. See you in the next episode.